Hey, Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back to SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. That's right, we are inside the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston, Texas. And it is hard to believe, the countdown's on. We are less than 1 month away to National Signing Day 2017. Mark it down, that's right, it's Wednesday, February 1st. And I tell you what, if you are a Texas Longhorn, there is a lot of excitement because you've got a new head coach with Tom Herman in place. And so 2 weeks away from National Signing Day, we wanted to catch up with Texas's super booster, a dear friend of our show. We love him, and that is the great Red McCombs. We've invited him on for a number of reasons, but we got to talk about his Longhorns. Happy New Year, Red. Good to have you on in 2017.
It's good to hear from you again, Lisa. Always. And we love talking about the Texas football, but we're particularly excited about it this year.
Absolutely. You've got this brand new head coach in Tom Herman, who I would say, just from, you know, observing, he's working really hard on the recruiting trail. And you've always played, you play a major role in bringing in a head coach. So tell us why he was the right man for the job and UT's top candidate. Just give us some insight.
Well, Charlie Strong, that was being replaced by Tom, had a good record. He is a good coach. He just didn't quite fit into the program here, and in the 3 years he was here, so it was really time for us to make a move, and I was glad that the school did, and the move that they made, I think is ideal because Tom has been on our campus 2 years as a student graduate coach, and has done a little about everything around there. And then gone on and become a head coach. And I think that he knows the territory. I think he knows what we expect. But more than anything, I think that he understands the Longhorn Nation. And I think they were delighted when we were able to hire him.
Legendary Texas entrepreneur, former owner of the San Antonio Spurs and the Minnesota Vikings, the great Red McCombs is with us at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We're talking about his Texas Longhorns, who I know you guys are anxious to get back to national relevance and in the hunt for a national title. So, Red, you're a visionary. How quickly can Tom Herman do it, and what are your overall expectations?
Well, you know, no coaches like to hear somebody say that someone particularly that's sort of close to the program to say, well, we've got it all put together. But I honestly believe that Tom is the kind of coach that motivates his kids and gets enough good kids to where he's capable of winning any football game. If you look at the few games that he lost as head coach over at his last two assignments, the losses were very close. So I think for the first time I would really get out on a, and I don't think it's getting out on a limb, I think he's capable of winning them all. Of course, that's difficult to do in any league, but I would not be surprised if he did that. But more than likely, he'll come in with three or four losses his first year. I hope that's not the case, and I don't believe it will be.
Hey, Red McCombs with us at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I had mentioned just a moment ago, former NBA, NFL owner. So what are the keys to hiring a successful, whether it's on a professional level or a college, specifically, since we're talking about Tom Herman, a college football coaches? Because, you know, a coach can promise you a lot of things that they're going to deliver, but do you go with your gut? I mean, how do we know that this is the guy?
Well, you don't necessarily know that this is the guy, but you know that he's the guy that fits your situation. And we had some good players, and it was proved by us beating some very good football teams over the last 3 years, but also getting beat and really just killed in other games. So you got to have someone that understands what the issues are, understands what it takes to win, understands what this particular conference is, and understands what it means to the Longhorn Nation. So I think that all of those things lined up. I think that we were fortunate enough to get him, and I think that he'll be proud he's here.
Well, I ask you that because you know exactly what it takes when hiring a head coach. You made a savvy move with one of your biggest coaching hires when you were the owner of the San Antonio Spurs and hiring Larry Brown after he led those Kansas Jayhawks to that improbable run and a national title in a championship over my Oklahoma Sooners back in 88. That made quite a splash, didn't it, Red?
Well, it did, of course. Uh-huh. Well, all of my buddies in the business and all said, "You think you're going to hire Larry Brown? He'll never come to San Antonio in the first place. You guys threw a bunch of guacamole in his face," which did happen.
That's right.
I'm sorry about that, but it did happen when he was coaching another team. But I never felt like that Larry was the very best coach. I felt like he was the best teacher. And we'd gotten fortunate, and we really had a roster put together, but we really needed a great teacher. And led off by David Robinson and Sean Elliott and a couple of three other guys on that team. We had some really young guys and talented guys, but we needed a teacher. And I've always felt like that Larry was the best teacher in all of basketball. So I went out to get him. He laughed at me, but an hour later, he was ready to go. Because it wasn't what I said or did. He had an opportunity in that roster that we had, and particularly getting David Robinson, because most anybody in athletics, whether they were into a specific sport or not, could watch David on the basketball court or on the volleyball court or on the golf course. You watch him and you see one of the great athletes that we've ever had the pleasure of seeing. So he knew he was going to get great talent to work with. I think that for the football team, for the Longhorns this year, I think that that had a lot to do with Tom. Tom knows that there's some good talent there now. But you got to put it together. You got to play like a team.
And I think back with the Spurs, as far as, you know, you as an owner found, you know, yourself in a situation where you had a team that had a fragile psyche after, you know, Jerry Tarkanian had to move on. How did you know that John Lucas, would get these guys, you know, how did you know to hire him and that he would get the guys to respond and winning, you know, what, 24 of their, next 28 games? I mean, it was an incredible surge.
Well, of course, I think John is one of the greatest stories in all of sports ever because he had never been a head coach at any level.
Exactly, yeah.
And he, at 4 o'clock one afternoon, I get him and he's coaching that night in a league game here in San Antonio. But I knew Luke real well. We identified in a lot of things, but particularly his problem with chemicals, of which he was a many-time loser. I'm an alcoholic. I understand what that is. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just thought I'd totally lost my mind. And if you just looked at past histories, you'd say, well, how could Red do that? But I never had a doubt in my mind. And sure enough, the team that Tarkanian said, Red, you've lied to me. You misled everything.
Right.
This team cannot play 500 ball, mm-hmm. and I had told him I thought we had about a 700 team there for his first year, and he was 9-11 at the time, and that was what he felt about his team. And the more that he told me about it, the more that I realized that it wasn't going to work. And I'd always had in the back of my mind, if I got into an issue and I had to have help now, and I was in a foxhole and the bullets were flying, I'd take John Lucas. Mm-hmm. And, of course, he shocked the entire world, I think everybody except him and myself, by winning like 24 out of 28. And no coach has ever done that at in any sport, major sport, anywhere, anytime, in league play. So I just say that's a record that'll hold for a long time.
The conversation is going to continue with the great Red McCombs tonight at SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show.